Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the victim.
Oh, have you missed that?
I have missed that.
Hey, we've missed you, that. Johanna. How are you?
I miss you guys. I'm bloody good, mate. It is nice.
It's cute. Was everyone missing each other?
Just remind the listeners where you've been.
I've just been over in Edinburgh performing in the Fringe Festival.
Woohoo, very flash. Ooh,
it was flash. It was a very wild time. Do you know that in Edinburgh, there's 200 shows on every hour?
Wow.
So when your show is on, there's 200 other goddamn shows on at the same time. There's over 2,000 shows in the Fringe. Exactly.
Nice. Well, I see that. Yeah. I see what you're
at. And this is why you were the producer. So organised.
You know.
I know.
Oh, it's so very nice to have you back and so awesome. How did your show go? Did you have a great time?
I had a really good time. I think it was like the most intense roller coaster of performances I've ever been a part of in my entire life. We had one show where it was like 7 people, crickets, not a single laugh. And then the next show, it was like sold out, standing ovation.
Amazing.
Wild, up and down. Flyering, I will say, is something that is truly harrowing from the depths of hell.
If you've never seen what like the flyering situation is like at Edinburgh Fringe, just Google it and watch some videos because it is
wild.
Mental.
It's
crazy.
Like being on the beach and there's like a chip, like a person walking past is like the chip that goes in the air and then the flyers are the seagulls. Like, but you just go for it. You just hone it. It's, yeah.
Hectic.
Yeah, it's hectic.
It's wild indeed.
Well, speaking of theatre.
Theatre!
What's happening closer to home? Tamaki Makaurau, what's going on?
Well, there's a lot going on. Mm. My thing that I'm really excited for next week is Tempo Dance Festival starts, which is not strictly theatre, but I think that dance is an incredible art form and needs to be talked about more. So I've got two shows that I want to talk about. They're both at Q Theatre. The first one is called Pohutu, and it's a collaboration between Bianca Hislop and Rowan Pierce, who is a designer but also makes amazing music, and the past, present and future abruptly intersect in a multidisciplinary performance, a rich synthesis of image, object, movement and sound. And it's kind of based around Bianca's grandmother, who now has Alzheimer's, and it's made from echoes of lived experiences, a multi-layered realities and reimaginings. It's a visceral experience not to be missed, and I am sold. Quite
sounds
badly.
Fantastic.
Are we all sold?
We're all sold.
We go together.
We're all sold. Let's go.
And it's on Wednesday, the 2nd of October at 7:30, and it's 60 minutes, no interval, in the Kew Rangatira, which is the main space in Kew.
Awesome.
And it's $24.90
to $39.90, huh? It is $24.90 to $39.90. So it's
not
like
too bad.
It's like the price of Uber Eats and McDonald's.
There you go.
From the grey, from the Greyland Maccas. And the second one that I'm really excited for in Tempo Festival is, I know you guys have already talked about it on BFM, but
hey, we can't hype it up enough.
Hey, if we're here to hype, we are coming in piping hot. It's the New Zealand Music Double Bill Dancers with Aldous. And I will say, full disclosure, I'm an absolute Aldous Harding sycophant.
Yeah, we're in good company up in here.
I feel like I also love Aldous, but I'm in the presence of two very big fans.
There's no competition about love for a musician. I feel like you just share the love around. I also know a lot of people are very much hoping on the text that some Aldous gets in the top 95 today. You'll just have to stay tuned and find out, people. Is there any Aldous Harding in the top 95 countdown?
God, your eyes just lit up, Johanna.
I know. Sing! I'm like, Aldous Harding, talk to me. With our mullets as well. So that is what I really like about this, is that it's a commissioned work, and I think that is a really thing that needs to happen more in theatres, that people need to get paid money in advance.
Yeah.
So it's sparked by an interest in forging connections between Aotearoa dance and music communities. It's invited some of the most inventive young choreographers to respond to the music of iconic, absolutely, New Zealand singer-songwriter Aldous Harding. So we've got Zara Killing Chance, Josie Archer and Costa Bogevsky. Sorry,
awesome.
Costa, if your last name, I mispronounced your last name. What else is really cool is that Josie and Costa are working in collaboration with Stephen Park, who designed the costumes for Aldous Harding's music video.
The hats.
I love Stephen Parks.
Talked about the hats, haven't
clothes
we?
Clothes are just so cool. Yeah.
The ruffles, eh? And just the...
Everything.
Everything.
6x4 online, if you want to go find his stuff. It's very awesome.
I love that you know that.
I'm a big nerd.
Look at you two right now. Just, like, both of you just love it.
You're just like, rat-a-tat. Always on, always on. And then for... So that's the two of them, and they're doing a duet, and... Zara, she's got a triad, oh my God, of female dancers that embody the elemental power of Harding's artistry. Symbolised by their costumes of white, red and black, together they will connote the light of joy, the blood of life and the shadow of mystery. I'm so here for that.
That'll be awesome.
And so that is on, also at Q, Friday the 4th of October and Saturday the 5th of October. It's a double bill, and it's at 8 o'clock. And again, the ticket price is $24.90 to $39.90.
Love it. Fantastic.
McDonald's price bin.
It's like a family pack from Macca's, isn't it?
There you go. What better comparison?
What better comparison?
High art and Macca's.
Absolutely. And that is also at Q Theatre.
Fantastic.
Which is a nice... It's nice to... I like Q Theatre.
Very good spot.
Very nice.
It is
very
a good very spot. Good spot. It's nice to kind of like sit there. They also have not bad coffee during the day.
There you go.
And the last thing I want to talk about, which is a little bit of comedy... At the basement next week is James Roque is bringing his hour of two real laughs back for one more run.
Woohoo!
And it's called Boy Mestizo. And he did it this year at the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. And it's his thing says that James has always thought his hang-ups about being brown came from when he landed on Kiwi soil all those years ago. Now he realises he may have accidentally checked in some baggage. Join him as he unpacks it all. Who knows what will come out.
Love a good Fantastic. Unpacking story.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's unpack it all.
What an absolute pleasure to have you back, Johanna.
Thank you for having me.
You up in the studio. And if anybody who's listening at home would also like to maybe go to a movie this weekend, we've got a double pass to any movie playing at the Vic in Devonport, who kindly sponsor this segment. So if you'd like to go to that, text us now at 5395 with your name, your B card number and the Vic. Cheers, Johanna.
Ooh, thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
It certainly